brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In T-minus 1 hour, we've got a big, big guest lined up. I'm pretty excited about it. So that is coming up. I want to say that I didn't comment on Pale Horse last week when he was on national news because I didn't want to say the guy was a Fed without looking into it, you know, with a voice changer, with "I am the Pale Horse" and, you know, his lieutenant behind him, because I knew because of the media archetypal image that he may have picked up on that from past stage government videos. Though I did tell my crew, it may be a Fed, probably is. But once we talked to him off air and on air, more and more it sounded like he was somebody that wasn't. And so we appreciate him coming on. If he is a Fed, he's one of the best actors I've ever seen. The Feds are very evasive, very weird, probably wouldn't have come on the air. I've just been around so many of them. I've been confronted by so many of them that I've learned. If he is one, he is CIA level. And I don't think that's the case. So, but we did have a good learning experience there. But I went over stacks of news earlier about white supremacists being feds, militia commanders being feds, trying to set people up. Kalamazoo white supremacist rally was organized by FBI informant. There's one. Here's Salon. Neo-Nazis are in the army now, including commanders. Yeah, that's staged. White supremacist radio host Al Turner was FBI informant. As hackers claimed a year ago, the FBI admitted it in court. So we've got those articles. And here's a new one. Now, I told you, I haven't done the math on it, but I've never seen a swastika put on a black congressman's congressional office, or a swastika put on a synagogue, or a swastika put on a, or a KKK put on a black dorm student's door. I've never seen one that didn't turn out to be staged by the ADL, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, or by the students themselves wanting attention. I mean, how many women say they've been raped when they haven't been? It's a well-known phenomenon. Or they get drunk, have sex with somebody, and then say you raped them. I mean, that is very, very, very prominent. I'm not saying there aren't real rapes that go on. When a woman's really raped, they tend to not tell anybody. That's the weird thing about psychology. But when they don't get raped, then they go and say you raped them. But this is a very widespread. I have found in media dealing with women, you've got women and men, if you disagree with them in any way, or somebody didn't pay you for 1,000 videos you ship them, or you tell somebody, hey, don't lie about me, they'll just say immediately, you threatened to kill me. So now I've learned to always have witnesses. You know, when I'm sitting there, I'll talk to somebody on speakerphone with like 4 people in the room, and then the person doesn't know it. Then they say, it's incredible, folks. I didn't know people were this low. But it is people that think they're weak, women, minorities, and others, but white men do this as well, make up stuff. They false flag themselves. They stage terror attacks on themselves. I'll tell you, I grew up white guy in Texas and never heard anybody say the N-word, except for some neighbors we had down the street who were from Louisiana, and they would joke and say it. They were preacher's kids, and one of them, when he got excited, like, my mom would say, we've got movie tickets to take you guys to Star Wars, and one of them would go, I love the devil. It was like, you know, like the most rebellious things he could say, you know, as a preacher's kid, you know, the neighbor kid from down the street. He was that type of like saying something taboo. I mean, like if one day he got a new motorcycle and he was like 10 and he got all excited and said, I love the devil. They weren't devil worshipers. It was a taboo. What, Hartman, you don't know about preacher's daughters, how wild they are? It's like well known. Oh, you know about that. Okay. Well, here it is. Man pleads guilty to racial slur using fake Facebook account. An African-American man has pled guilty after being accused of impersonating white supremacists in a fictitious Facebook account to make death threats against African-American university students. And we've caught people doing this to us. So, Webster Tarpley coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Griffin Tarpley. We've got him for an hour. We have a surprise guest next hour. And boy, I do mean surprise. And that guest's only with us for 30 minutes. So in the last 30 minutes, I will do a focus report, I promise, on the government will hype swine flu outbreak to save Obamacare, warns Dick Armey. We have Congressman Brown saying they're going to use it to stage martial law. We have the Governor's Association sending a letter to Congress and the Department of Defense saying you can't put regular army to patrol America. 400,000 total end to posse comitatus, total military dictatorship. It is now actually happening here in the good old U.S. of A. So that is coming up, and how that ties into all these flu vaccine deaths, Guillain-Barré's disease, a bunch of others. It is all coming up today in the last 30 minutes after our surprise guest. But for the balance of this hour, Webster Griffin Tarpley's on. I was going to have him on for 2 hours today, but we had to switch our top guest. Webster will probably be back the next week with Nothing But Solutions, but I want him to give us a taste of those at the end of this hour. But right now, talking to Webster Griffin Tarpley, I wanted to go into the second front opening up, not just conservatives and anti-big government people waking up in the town hall meetings, and his approval ratings dropping 3 points last week. Depending on which poll you look at, he has a 47 at the top to a 42 at the bottom, with Gallup and Rasmussen and all these other polls. We've got them linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I wanted to feed into Tarpley's political brain data I've noticed as well and get his take on that after we talk about the second front and his idea of getting Cindy Sheehan while Obama's on vacation for a month. They're always planning something when that happens, to go out and confront him or go out and stand in front of the White House to try to reignite that attention and show people that she just wasn't this leftist figure and that she was discarded as soon as she actually really tried to end the war. But Webster, I understand you talk about what you've researched and what you know, but clearly you see them saying militias are about to attack, gun owners are about to attack, all gun owners are basically white supremacists that hate black people. And they're going to, you know, the DHS reports demonizing gun owners, returning veterans. Now they're saying that, let me just finish this. Now they're saying that they're planning to stage terror attacks. They're hyping all this. And I see the Obama counter. I'm just going to tell you right now, not just being flu pandemic being their cover, unless we expose it, but staging Oklahoma style attacks domestically to shore up support for a foreign operation, or maybe finally completing the Clinton era stage terror of finally saying the homegrown terrorists are working with Al Qaeda, a plan, a script they planned to go with in 95 but backed off of and just went with the homegrown. So I see this in the cards. I see this in the tea leaves as I stand over the cauldron here. I'm asking you, with that data, are you not seeing this chatter, or do you have a comment?
Well, I would certainly say that if you go back to the 1990s, the militias were heavily infiltrated and to some degree a project. Some of them were founded by the FBI and by the domestic counterintelligence and counterinsurgency apparatus. And if you look in my book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, I've got a whole thing in there about, in particular, activities of British intelligence, because this was the playground in particular of British intelligence inside the U.S. And the advantage of using the British is that they're not susceptible to U.S. congressional investigations. In other words, you can do operations at arm's length. Often the British invite the U.S. to come into the United Kingdom and do things for them, and the U.S., the CIA, and so forth will invite the British to come over here
exactly.
And do things.
They also use Andreas Strassmeier, whose father was a top SS general. It later turned out he was secret police anti-terror squad from Germany. They brought him to honcho the white supremacist and McVeigh and others out of Elohim City. That came out in FBI documents. So I knew you'd be up on this. I know Synthetic Terror covers it. It's now coming out that Hal Turner was an FBI informant. The FBI admits that in court. It's now turning out that almost all these major white supremacist groups are not infiltrated, but run by the feds, by the British, by the Germans, and by Israel. Israel is also, you have these white supremacist commanders with classic, you know, Jewish archetypal Ashkenazi features. I've been to some of these events to protest them, and it's like, my God, there's the ADL on stage, like Adam Gadon, the Al-Qaeda leader, you know, ADL grandson, you know, this grandson of the ADL head. Arrested for beating up Muslims, and then suddenly he joins, and he's the guy fighting Al-Qaeda. So great points. Elaborate on that, because I see them rolling that out now.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan, just to focus on them, the Ku Klux Klan is, as far as I can see, a wholly owned subsidiary of the FBI and nothing but. So this is an apparatus of domestic provocateurs, and you're very right to say now the way that the ideological conflict is going, right? The ideological fronts are turning once again, and there obviously is a temptation to begin this demonization. And when you see that Southern Poverty Law Center getting into the act, that is a group of shills, basically. They are paid apologists. They are there to provide some kind of a halfway plausible academic-sounding explanation for whatever the counterinsurgency line inside the United States may happen to be. So the fact that they point to this, we also have the Secretary of Homeland Security, Napolitano, otherwise known as Totalitariano, and her idea that, right, the veterans and the right-wingers and all this. So that's the atmospheric, and then you get a certain number of patsies, right? Look out for patsies, because that's always how it's done. And, you know, the attempt to try to mesh, you know, Al-Qaeda shows up somewhere in North Carolina or whatever this is, right? And they're all from the FBI. I think that indicates a possible direction. I don't think it's conclusive, but the more you talk about it, the better it is, right? The more this is ventilated and aired and people are inoculated, tell people that if this happens, this is 99.99% guaranteed to be a top-down false flag operation using patsies, using moles inside the government, and then using those technicians, right? If any big, heavy operations have to be done, they're going to have to use government resources, so that will require the presence of technicians and moles to bring that about. So it's a classical typology of what's going on. I don't think that's the only one, because there are competing priorities, right? There's a great desire to get something going vis-a-vis somebody, right? Be it Sudan or Pakistan,
now, let me stop
or
you there.
Russia or China.
I want to look at the geopolitical operations outside North America, and I agree, they're going to hit us all. They're going to have stage terror overseas, stage terror domestically. They're going to have other economic crises, hiked up environmental crises, biological, medical. I agree, Webster. That's why I wanted to get your take on this. But when I interrupted you earlier, the British really are the masters of divide and conquer great game. That was even Orwell's job as a member of the Imperial Police, as you know, when he grew up in India, before he had his first awakening to one level of the control paradigm. But expanding on that, Webster, it was the British, now declassified and admitted, as you know, but the listeners may not, that staged over 90% of the terror attacks in Northern Ireland and in England. And it turned out that you would have the top three guys in the military IRA were all British intel, and that they were actually killing lower members of IRA if they wouldn't go out and kill British policemen as a pretext to stay in Northern Ireland. So it's very, very elementary to keep occupation imperial forces in the country, to occupy the United States with federal troops. They're going to need to stage terror to have the pretext that there's some type of hidden phantom menace that they're fighting. And you're right. We have tracked British intel. I've actually had to deal years ago with attempted British intel insertion into our operation. And I want the British to know we were aware of that. I'm now revealing this for the first time. Go ahead.
Well, in my book, again, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, I tell the story of Agent Steak Knife. He was codenamed Steak Knife, and this was somebody that the MI5, MI6 had put into the top levels of the IRA, and his job was to kill people. And they were, you know, they also had agents in this other side, right? The Protestant counter gang to the IRA counter.
The Orange.
Right. The Orange. In this case, it's the Protestant extremist group. So they were orchestrating a series of homicides, and this went right up to Thatcher. In other words, Thatcher was absolutely informed of everything. Wonderful Maggie Thatcher, the goddess of the neocons and so many others, and the goddess of the free marketeers too, because they think she was the embodiment of their policies. I guess she was. She was actively running these kinds of operations.
I just wanted to point out to listeners, this is a fact that governments do this, and it's a historical fact, so we need people to realize this is an official Army field manuals that we showed people last week. We're just talking about something as a matter of fact as hammers and saws and lawnmowers being available at Home Depot. We're stating, like, you know, that ducks swim around in ponds or that fish swim around in lakes. I hope listeners understand what you're stating is a historical fact, Webster.
Yeah, this is probably the most documented historical fact that we can bring to bear. I mean, it's been confirmed, you know, hundreds of times and maybe thousands of times. Like, going back, my God, to the ancient world. So I don't think there's any doubt about it. And the implication of Thatcher in this stuff, and, you know, we can go back to the cases now in the United States, right? The various stunts that have been done, and as time goes on, you get more and more background. So certainly, if there's terrorism, look to the intelligence agencies, because that's the matrix.
Our guest is Webster Griffin Tarpley. We'll look at the geopolitical front. Then we're going to get a little bit more into eugenics, and then some solutions. And I promise, next week, Webster Tarpley, full hour on nothing but solutions. But things are moving so fast, they could stage a terror attack before the next time he's on. We got to cover this.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
In the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm also going to break down the incredible success of the Obama poster campaign. Hey, I'm flattered. Cindy Sheehan was listening to the show when I was talking about Webster. I don't know if Webster's really involved. I talked to him the other day. Talked to him Sunday. Talked to him yesterday, and he said, I'm trying to get Cindy Sheehan to go confront Obama. We need to fund her. We need to get behind her. And here I am doing Tarpley invitations while he's on with us. We love Tarpley around here because I see him so much. He's in the last Obama film. I've known him for years. He's in the new Obama film. So I look at Tarpley every day. We interview him all the time. He's kind of like a little mascot, our little Leonardo da Vinci of the Liberty Movement here at the office. I have another nickname for Tarpley, but he... Anyways, Tarpley, I'm...
Alex, if I may, just one thing, just a correction. Cindy Sheehan is going because she decided to go. I simply had gotten an email saying that she wanted to go and that she wanted to assemble the prerequisites. So I was simply reporting that. So this is all coming from her.
Okay, great. Yeah, because, I mean, I talked to you during a one-minute part of a break when you were on with Burma, so I just heard you saying, get Sheehan, support her, get her to go to wherever Obama's vacationing. And I was like, okay, so, but pointless to argue about that. The point is she's coming on in 10 minutes for 5 minutes with you, Webster. The issue is she's wonderful. Listening right now.
Wonderful. And again, let me say, this is the credit all goes to her. Nothing to do with me.
Okay, well, nobody cares about that. That's fine, Webster.
Although I welcome it. I think everybody, let me call now. Everybody should support this. Everybody should go support her. This is it's a wonderful thing. And this is now if you want to somehow break into this, right-wing polarization that you're talking about in the earlier part, right, the idea of using the demonization of, conservatives or whoever they are, right, people that are considered right-wingers, then the obvious way to do that is the rebirth of the peace movement and people that would generally be considered leftists, because this is harder to demonize. And that's what I've always said, is that attacks against Obama coming from his left are much more effective than the kind of stuff you've seen.
Well, that's why the Obama deception, Webster, is so important, is because it doesn't attack from the left or right. It attacks from common sense, populist, constitutionalist, and shows how both parties are controlled by these corrupt banks. And then the partisanship all ends, and people instantly break their conditioning. But look, she's coming up next segment in about 15 minutes, so I want to get into the second front opening up against Herr Obama then. Right now, we were talking about false flag, the ace in the hole that the establishment has to play on us. You were talking about outside the country. What geopolitical regions are we looking at? Central Asia, Middle East, Europe? Where will the establishment stage terror next?
Well, that's obviously anybody's guess. But if we look at Afghanistan, the big operation by Obama right now is the massive escalation of the war in Afghanistan. And he's put a guy in there, General McChrystal, who is someone who is certified to have created a network of torture chambers across Iraq. When you think of Obama's rhetoric in running for president, it makes this whole thing extremely laughable, really a bitter, macabre irony. So Obama's hand-picked commander to go into Afghanistan, replacing the previous general, who was simply McKiernan, who was simply thrown out, right, very brusquely, and a lot of people in the Pentagon very angry about that, the way it was done. This guy's a special forces utopian, so that means that he's into doing things like working with the Taliban, working with al-Qaeda, working with various warlords and so forth. The danger there, of course, is that with the 10-year war perspective and the losses that are now escalating, some countries may want to drop out. How could you stop them from dropping out? Well, you could, for example, if the British are about to drop out, then maybe some staged event regarding Britain could
replay of 7-7. The British
like this, right?
Are about to pull out of Glen Eagles. Boom. Go ahead.
And continental Europe also. So that would be one opportunity. The other thing would be if the breakup of Pakistan is taking too long, then something involving a group that advertises itself as coming from inside Pakistan, and they have them, right? Now, the Taliban are basically Pashtunistan. That's one of the components of Pakistan. And then you have Balochistan, right? In Balochistan, they have this Jundullah. So Jundullah comes on the scene. That's a U.S.-British-run operation, and therefore you can go into Pakistan based on that. Or how about Sudan, right? There's a lot of bad blood. General Bashir, the head of state, has been indicted by the International Criminal Court, but the entire African Union has rejected the International Criminal Court as a bunch of racists and colonialists. So if you want to get something started there, maybe a Sudanese terrorist would suit the bill.
Webster Tarpley, stay there. We'll come back, get into Obama's plunging approval ratings, then we'll talk about the peace activist second front, Obama's left flank.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Special guest coming up the next hour. Cindy Sheehan's going to be popping in about 10 minutes. She just put out a new press release today. Cindy Sheehan to lead protest against wars near Obama's vacation spot on Martha's Vineyard. So a replay of what we saw with her out at Crawford. And as long as she was useful to the Democrats, she was great. But as soon as they got into power or were getting ready to and wanted to continue the wars, well, now, no. So that's coming up. Before we go back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, I've never had a T-shirt this popular. The Obama Socialist, Obama Fascist, Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order. We have four different variants on the front, four different messages on the back, like end the Fed, stop the criminal, wake up before it's too late, with Infowars.com under it on the back, with Obama on the front. This upsets the establishment. They know the power of archetypal images. They want this loving, Leninesque image of him, hope and change. They do not want this image of him as a master criminal. Our contest went more viral than I could ever imagine. AP, Fox News, all over, international Spanish television out of Mexico. The posters printed off Infowars.com were put up in Tokyo, San Francisco, Rio de Janeiro, They were put up in Moscow. They were just wild, and it's still going on. They have the state attorney general in Florida investigating and calling it a hate crime and all this unbelievable bull. But you read the articles, the comments in the articles in the newspapers that with a straight face talk about the scared community, the victims of seeing the Obama poster on street corners. But the public's finding all the statements of Obama, thanking his supporters for putting up his picture on stop signs, which is illegal. We haven't called for that. We've said do it in legal and lawful areas. They're aware that this is hypocrisy. They're aware that Bush was shown as a vampire and as a joker by yours truly as well, not just the media. And there was none of this ninnying and hand-wringing and at the demigod, the Fuhrer, the one, the chosen one. And so what happened is the public saw them ripping them down all over and went crazy and put up 10 times, 20 times more. So it's out of my hands now. It's way past the contest. We'll announce the winner and show you the videos Friday. Videos are still pouring in, hundreds and hundreds of videos. It's unbelievable of people putting the posters up. Webster, before we get into the second front opening up against the Obamanoids and the globalist establishment, is it important to pull down his image and to defile him as the image of our Lord and Savior so that he can't be this tool to carry out this agenda? Is it American to put up posters of him in a bad light, or should we be arrested for that?
I think it's a tremendous tradition of democratic expression to engage in political caricature, and that can become quite vigorous and quite robust. And I would vote for the fascist one, because I think that is the one that is technically accurate and most damaging. Because remember, Obama lives on left cover. He's got to be seen as a progressive, a leftist. He's got to be seen as a friend of the masses, somebody who cares about the poor, who cares about the people who don't have health insurance, who cares about people who were denied medical care. This is the key to his entire racket. And I've talked to leftists, and they say, we have to be nice to Obama because we're going to court him and curry favor with him, and we're going to get our little cause advanced, whatever it is that they're interested in. And I always say, this is exactly wrong. The way you deal with Obama from the left in particular is you criticize him mercilessly. You expose him. You attack him. You caricature him. You tear away this aura and show him for what he is. In other words, political realism. Since he needs that left cover, if you begin to strip away the left cover, then he's got to do something. He's got to give you concessions. He's got to throw you a shuck. The lesbian, gay, transgender people, when they were boycotting a fundraiser that Obama had set up so they would come and give him money, they found that they were able to get concessions from Obama immediately. He gave them same-sex marriage partner rights for certain federal employees in a limited way, but certainly it was a step forward for them. And I think that's paradigmatic. If you're the peace movement and you want to do something about these war policies, the only thing to do is get into the field and begin to criticize Obama, attack him, right? From the point of view of the media, vilify him, certainly. The same thing with Bush. I mean,
and Webster, and show the hypocrisy. They had the CPAC meeting this year. Ron Paul spoke. All your most staunch Republican supporters there, they were cheering and standing, the majority of them, when he said it's not Republican to have wars, these wars were wrong, showing most Republicans aren't pro-war. That illusion shattering, same thing with Democrats now. They got to stand up at how outrageous. Total number of troops in countries is up. Total number of dead is going back up again. How did you know this, though? Because back during the campaign, you said left cover is what he needs. Only an attack from the left will help. He will love a Limbaugh. He will make Limbaugh his enemy. And then it turned out White House memos came out that they love making it about a Limbaugh as they run against him, discredited with the Viagra and the hillbilly heroin, the Oxycontin, you know, all the weirdness and all the craziness and him drugged out of his mind at CPAC. And, I mean, you were right about that, and so you're absolutely right. They need to not just have left cover, they want to run him against the more buffoonish type Republicans.
certainly people like Limbaugh or Hannity are viewed as ogres by probably two-thirds, maybe somewhat less than two-thirds now. I think, you know, I disagree with them totally, especially on economics, but that's another story. If you can play yourself, if it's a choice between Obama and Limbaugh, then Obama's going to win by 70-30 or 80-20 or whatever it is. It's going to be a small and vocal minority that will go with Limbaugh. So as long as you can define that as the universe of discourse, then Obama wins. Now, the critical thing about the second front, Obama is in Phoenix, Arizona today, I believe. This is the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention. There is an anti-war protest contingent there. So I think the palm goes to them. I think this is, as far as I can see, the first significant anti-war demonstration anywhere is taking place in Phoenix, Arizona today. So hats off to those guys. I hope they're vigorous. Generally, it takes a while for people to realize the cynicism and the warmonger commitment of Obama. Remember, Obama ran as the biggest warmonger, bigger than McCain, bigger than Hillary, bigger than Bush. He was the one who said, I want the unilateral bombing of Northwest Pakistan with no consultation of the government. We want to kill Pakistanis on
Webster also,
their own territory.
But it's worse than that. He didn't just run as a big warmonger. He early on got the pole position and got noticed and came to the fore by being super anti-war. I'm going to end the Iraq war immediately. Then it was 16 months and 23 months, and then they rewrote cities so bases wouldn't be in the cities, a semantical game. He rotated troops out of Iraq, those that did leave, to Afghanistan. Now he's replacing the troops in Iraq. So duplicity, lying, twisting, all the things you've talked about. Then he flip-flopped right into the campaign the last few months saying, I'm going to be where we need to be. And as you said, now a huge new war in Afghanistan. Is that over those pipelines? Or I mean, they've got to know it's a war they're not going to win.
No, it's not a war to win. It's a war to create chaos. And remember, the escalation of Afghanistan is a function of the plan to destroy Pakistan, to break it up into mini states and micro states, right? The five components, Sindh, Punjab, Balochistan, Pashtunistan, Waziristan or tribal areas, whatever you want to call that. And the goal there is that this is a Chinese ally. Remember, the battlefield is now the Indian Ocean from Africa to Bangladesh to Pakistan over to Thailand, right? We've got Suu Kyi in Burma and an anti-Chinese function. So the idea is anybody who is friendly with China is now a target. Anybody who wants normal commercial relations, wants to sell oil, sell minerals, sell strategic raw materials, do deals with the Chinese, you become an enemy of civilization. You become, in effect, a terrorist, except now you're going to be more than a terrorist. You're going to be a human rights abuser. You're going to be a nuclear proliferator. You're going to be a humanitarian disaster. So that's the targeting of
Pakistan.
Okay,
stay there, Webster. We're going to get back into what's happening geopolitically in about 5 minutes, but I wanted, since you brought up the fact of it's great that she was considering, you'd heard, going out and speaking out, because now that archetypal image of Cindy Sheehan to expose the foundation, big money run, fake war movement, and to expose Obama for what he is, she's put out a press release, Cindy Sheehan, to lead protests against wars near Obama's vacation spot on Martha's Vineyard. Let's get this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Guys, please have Rob Du tell the webmasters to post this. And everybody, go there and expose him as a warmonger. Cindy Sheehan, great to have you pop in with us today.
Hey, Alex. Always nice to be on with you.
Always good to have you here. Okay, in a nutshell, tell us where you're going, what you're doing.
Well, I heard back in June that Obama would be vacationing on Martha's Vineyard in August. So we've been trying to put together, a protest against him. And finally, everything came together this weekend where it looks like we'll be able to go out there. Part of the problem, and I heard you guys talking about a little bit, is that the so-called anti-war movement doesn't want to have anything focused on Obama against the occupations and the wars of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. And, you know, Iraq's not over yet. And so anyway, we've come up against some considerable resistance from the left. But then over this past week, when it looks like this fake debate about healthcare and, all these you know, the right playing into the hands of the Democratic Party that doesn't want to give a public option for health care. And so it looks like the White House is caving into that. And I'm like, well, why don't we on the left, the anti-war left, go out and exert pressure on him to start bringing the troops home from the Middle East and actually to, you know, enforce some kind of sane foreign policy instead of all these, you know, and I think that, of course, the wars are for chaos, but the wars are also for profit. So we have to exert the same kind of pressure, because if Obama can fold to the right, why can't he also fold to the left?
Well, Cindy Sheehan, of course, lost her son over in Iraq, and is one of the big iconic image the last 6-7 years exposing these fraudulent wars of hegemon. How do we expose the fact that the anti-war movement is foundation funded and demand that they stand up to Obama? I mean, I guess we do what you're doing, go out and expose that fraud, or any other ideas of how we can get that done?
Well, I certainly think that we have to remain consistent and pure and try not to be co-opted by the same forces that co-opted many large anti-war groups in this country. And so we need to just stay pure and stay focused. And this isn't getting quite the attention that going out to the Bush ranch got. So, there's a lot of false debates going on, so we need to redirect it where the debate needs to be, and that's ending this empire, this military industrial empire. And we can't get anything else done in this country until that happens. And so hopefully when I go out to Martha's Vineyard, like when I went to Crawford, Texas, the press will be there, people will start being able to hear that message. There's many people on the so-called left that still think Obama is some kind of a peace person. So that really needs to be exposed, and that myth.
Well, that's because his election obviously has been used to totally get all these issues off the table. It's la-la land. The establishment craftily did that, making the war like it was just Bush's and not the establishment that controls both these presidents. But, Cindy, overall, and I want to get Webster's comment on this, the incredible drop of Obama. His polls have gone from the 80s to the mid-40s now. He lost 3 points last week, lowest approval rating of any president 8 months into their administration. Are you worried about him staging any type of crises or terror attack like we saw from Bush as a pretext to try to continue this agenda?
Well, that's a concern that we always have to worry about, but that doesn't mean that we quit our activism or quit speaking the truth to the power, that we have to go forward and we have to, first of all, I support 100% the 9/11 truth movement, and I support the ballot initiative in New York City to get a new investigation going. But that's one thing that needs to be exposed over and over and over again, is how our governments do have these, I don't know who caused 9/11. I know you guys know. I don't know who caused it. But over and over and over again, we have these, so-called disasters that get us into one war after the other, but not just wars, having our civil liberties taken away here at home. So those things, we just have to keep talking about it, and we cannot let them get away with another event like that.
Well, Ms. Sheehan, you know that it came out about Gulf of Tonkin and all these other staged events. It's in Army manuals.
Well, you start calling me Miss Sheehan.
Miss. Yeah, Cindy. I'm thinking about staged events, though. We know about Gulf of Tonkin. We know about other events.
Right.
We know Cheney did want to blow up U.S. ships and blame it on Iran.
Right.
So I think we defeat their false flag by pointing out that they may engage in false flag. And
I agree with you.
And by not letting them play us off against each other in the left-right paradigm, which is very, very hard to do as they polarize things. Webster, any questions or comments for Cindy Sheehan?
I think that's wonderful news. And the only question I have is, Cindy, how can people support you? Is there a website? Is there a PayPal? How can people link up and how can they support you financially?
That's an awesome question. You can go to CindyCheehanSoapbox.com. There's a donate button. And if you do use PayPal, my account is Cindy at CindyCheehanSoapbox.com. And we just have to use all the tools that we have to expose the, you know, the robber class that I call them. It's all about the robber class, and it's all about this divide. Bush and Obama are both members of it. And it's not about the person. It's about the system, and it's about the policies.
Exactly. The president, the personality becomes the distraction, the diversion from the real debate and the real issues. Well, hopefully we can get you to pop in then when you're out there demonstrating from Martha's Vineyard. Thank you so much, Cindy Sheehan. We'll get it up on the website.
Thank you.
God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Webster, we're going to come back, closing 5 minutes from you. Then we've got our surprise guest scheduled coming up in the final hour today. I will just leave it at that for everybody. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We're streaming live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't nice.
Again, I do hope everybody visits InfoWars.com to get their Obama Joker posters. We also have one as Bush as the Joker. I haven't gone this far yet, but I would guess that Tarpley does agree that Obama as Hitler might be a fair comparison, or maybe Obama as Mussolini.
Mussolini is the adequate one.
Yeah, we'll have you back up next week to really get into solutions. I promise, if you can do it, we'll set the time up right.
But let me just maybe stress if I could. That Cindy Sheehan is a great voice in a great cause, and now any peace activist in New England, if you're in Boston, if you're in New York City, you know what to do. It's time to make tracks towards Martha's Vineyard and exercise your First Amendment rights and protest these wars. And don't be fooled by left cover. And the way to do this is not to be exaggeratedly deferential, you know, please, dear Mr. President, we know you're a peace angel, but you haven't had time to listen to our pathetic little bleeding cries, which is what the AWOL peace people have done, right? The people who have just disappeared. Now we've got the genuine leader of this movement coming forward, I think, quite effectively, saying that this has gone far enough and it's time to take a stand. This is really going to hurt Obama, because how do you demonize Cindy Sheehan? You're not going to be able to say, you know, they come out with this load of insults. She was demonized by the neocons back in 2005, 2006. So what are they going to do, demonize her now from the left? It doesn't work. So this is a significant factor now in Obama's predicament.
Yeah, well, Webster, what they're going to do is they're going to ignore her.
Well, they may look. The U.S. media may ignore her up to a point, but
I agree. So the alternative,
the world media will be there. The Russians, the Chinese, the Al Jazeera, they're going to be highly interested. So this is going to have a worldwide effect, and I think that then kicks over back into the U.S. because when it becomes a story around the world, they can't ignore it here.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. There is that we also though have to, as activists, getting past these political labels, say no and be involved here as well. Webster, I carry all four of your books for listeners, and we have the book on the economic cataclysm, we have the two books on Obama, and the book Synthetic Terror, all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Webster, as always, thank you so much. Webster's in our film, The Obama Deception. He's in the new film coming out in October. So again, Webster, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. There goes Webster. Okay, we had Alan Keyes last week, and he rescheduled a couple times, very busy. Our next guest rescheduled a couple times on us. We'll see if they show up for the show. They haven't rescheduled, so I believe we're about to have them on after we go to break here and come back. I do want to get one more sponsor out of the way that made today's show possible, and then we'll come back with our guest. And in the last 30 minutes, I'm going to get into the flu and all the other things that are happening. Akola Blue, akolablue.com, the super high-quality atmospheric water generator. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Akola Blue, with a Akola Blue 28 machine, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons a day out of pure, thin air. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filter process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filter techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking, no chemicals or pollutants or fluoride. EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Fourth and final hour that'll be jam-packed straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.